This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:41. You're listening to The Evening Edition with me, Sharmila. And we're now joined by Danya Nair of the news team for our Keep in View. So today we're talking about regulating parcel delivery in Malaysia. And the government is considering creating a new regulatory body to oversee e-hailing services. Danya, tell us more.
Yeah, so I think it's no secret that, food delivery and parcel delivery has increased during the pandemic, during the MCO. But there, along with that has come the increasing concern about the welfare and safety of these riders. Currently, we don't really have, any specific body that oversees this sector. So the government thinks that this is the right time to start that again, like how, e-hailing didn't have any regulations. They kind of want to see that happen with p-hailing. So the Transport Minister, Dr. Sri Vikasyong, has said that since the MCO started, many have signed up for p-hailing jobs. It's projected that about 200 people sign up to become riders every day. And that's an estimated 100,000 riders in the industry right now. And this is why, the government recently said that they wanted to make it compulsory for riders to contribute to SOCSO. So if you pay about, 13 ringgit 10 cents a month, then they have basic protection. But there's no, timeline for this, so we don't really know when this is going to start. It's still early stages. But at the same time, he did point out that delivery riders should, make a point to take care of their own safety while they're on the road and, take care of other people on the road as well. Everyone has seen all those reports about riders getting in accidents and all those kind of things. And, the police confirmed that last year there were 17 deaths involving riders. And this might not seem like much, but in 2019, there was only one death involving, that's quite a big jump. And there were also 74 injuries involving p-hailing riders last year compared to 5 injuries in 2019.
So I have to admit that this term p-hailing, I'm very new to it. So if you're like me, it basically refers to those who are delivering both parcels and food, right? Now, the discussion over protecting delivery riders is not new, and it's also not something that's limited to just here in Malaysia. I'm wondering whether there are sort of tried and tested policies from elsewhere that we could look at.
I mean, from what I can tell, when I look at other countries, their sort of main concern seems to be around that label, self-employed, which is, something that is big in the gig industry. And that seems to be the main issue when it comes to giving riders protection. In Spain, for example, the government announced a deal that would recognize riders as salaried staff. So basically, they would be treated as if you were employed at a company. And this was following complaints about their work conditions. And this is a first for the EU. And there are other companies who are taking the initiative for this. Similar to Spain, Menulog, I don't know if you guys know that one, that's an Australian New Zealand company. They also plan to move away from the independent contractor model. And they want all its careers employed to be employed by the company basically within a few years. Delivery also has said, that they're offering things like first sickness and accidents insurance available on demand to food delivery riders in the UK. And, even cyclists will also have access to public liability insurance, which Delivery also said was, first of its kind policy for cyclists. I think it comes down to us having these policies in place because this is a growing industry. And while we are recovering from the pandemic, we need there to be jobs, especially for the B40 community and things like that. In Perak, for example, they became the first state to launch the Warung Rider Delivery Service to support SMEs and, basically generate employment opportunities for the youths. And this is expected to create about 1,200 jobs for Perak residents, especially for the poor and, B40 groups.
I think there's been a definite rise in complaints about these riders over the last year, right? I hear a lot of people talking about how they drive dangerously, they crowd the roads and so on. I think what's often missing in those conversations is exactly all the things you just brought up. The mechanisms in place to make sure that they stay safe. The fact that a lot of times when something does happen, is there a proper recourse for them, a proper way in which they can hold their company accountable? And what are the expectations that they're being held to in the first place? You know, is it fair? A lot of them, because of the gig economy, they get paid only for the orders they deliver. And so that puts a lot of pressure in terms of hitting a certain target. And I think that feeds into a lot of this reckless behavior that we often hear of.
Yeah, and I think, you know, because, you know, ratings are such a big thing when it comes to these kind of services, they are afraid of, you know, being of customers being unhappy and complaining. I've heard so many horror stories of people, you know, having customers like scold them or being angry with them just, you know, because they were 5 minutes late. So I think it's a bit unfair on them. I think everyone, but you know, but we should try and be more considerate, I guess.
Yeah, and implement a better system that provides overall protection for them. We've been talking about a potential regulatory agency for delivery riders. We want to know what you think needs to be done to better protect them. What are the things that could be put in place? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Dania, for that keep in view.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.